Shang-Chi is now out. Did it live up to the hype? Find out in a second. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Metalcore Nerds. My name is Sean Mott, the host of the show. If you are new to the show, welcome. This is a show that combines things that are all metalcore and all pop culture. Usually I have a guest on the show, but I've been doing these solo ones the last couple of weeks just to get, there's a lot of new stuff coming out, so I want to talk about it. Also, if you're new, there's a Facebook group, there's a Discord. The links are going to be in the description, so check those out. It's an awesome community talking about all things nerd. And I really love talking nerd stuff with people, as anyone who knows me and has been listening to the show for a while knows. And if you're coming back, thanks as always for coming back. I love doing this show, and I love talking to people about it. And I love hearing what people think about the new things I've been trying. So let me know. Comment down below. Tweet at us at Metalcore Nerds if you're digging the solo style. I've been thinking of doing this more similar on a weekly basis, and then having the movies, or if it's like a big series, having a big live panel with multiple people, or bringing on a couple regular people or semi-regular people to do these weekly shows and talk about the new shows that are coming out and the new movies, non-spoiler, and then doing a big spoiler talk with a big panel and stuff like that. So if you've been digging these, let me know. I've been having fun doing them. It's kind of weird talking to yourself at a camera, but getting used to it, I guess. But this Thursday, saw Shang-Chi with my wife Sam, a bunch of our friends. I actually saw it in 4DX, which we've never been to a 4DX film, and it's wild. It's pretty much riding a roller coaster while watching a movie. While it being a Marvel movie, it was a little distracting at times and a little too much for me. But if it was like a Fast and Furious movie or a more action movie that's, you know, just kind of like a dumb action movie that's fun, like Godzilla versus Kong would have been insane in 4DX. If you haven't tried it and there's one in your area, I would definitely suggest it, but maybe not for a Marvel movie, especially if you're trying to pay attention and sync everything in. But it was still a very cool experience. But a lot of reviews for this movie came out, you know, a few weeks ago when the premiere happened, and reviews were very, very high. And usually I don't let early reviews, reactions kind of tamper my expectations. But with this one, they were so positive, and some of the what people said about it was so high, it just put my expectations through the absolute roof. And this movie still met them and completely shattered my expectations. This movie is beautiful. It's funny. Super, super funny. You know, it's a Marvel movie. There's always that Marvel humor, but it's very funny, and it does not, there are some very serious moments in this movie, and the comedy doesn't take away from those serious moments whatsoever. The action is absolutely insane, unlike any action we've seen in the MCU, bar none, probably the best action we've seen in the MCU, and just the love and time you can tell was put into this movie is insanely impressive. It builds this completely new corner of the MCU we've never seen, we've never heard about, this whole lore. Of course, we learn a ton about the Ten Rings, not everything about the Ten Rings, and that's a very important thing. But I love this world it built. It's like a fantasy movie that's just in the Marvel world, which is awesome. Of course, there's some Marvel references, there's some cameos. And I'm not going to talk about anything outside the trailers. Obviously, Wong and Abomination were in the trailer. They are prevalent in the movie. Now looking back at it, I kind of wish they saved it. You'll see when you see the movie, but it's fine. They did hide a lot from the trailers, which is awesome. The third act is not in the trailers, barely at all. I haven't watched any of the TV spots, and I think some of that may have given a little bit more away. So if you're worried about that, definitely stay away from that stuff. But the main like two trailers that came out did not give anything to the third act. And the third act is massive. It is epic. It is surprising. It is, I would say, different for a Marvel movie or a superhero movie. I mean, it's kind of like an end battle kind of thing, but the way it's set up and the way it happens is very different, to me at least. And I really love this movie. If you can see it, go see it in a theater. If you feel safe enough to, I would highly recommend it. If not, I know it's going to be on Disney Plus in 45 days, but I really want this movie to succeed. So if you can see it in the theaters, go see it. I definitely plan on seeing it at least once again in theaters. Sam's actually going to be on the podcast for the first time with a couple other people for a panel, probably in a few weeks, to give people a chance to see the movie or see it a few times and then join the conversation with us when we do that show live. I'm pretty sure she liked it. We've been trying to not talk about it so much, but I think she might have had some gripes, so I'm interested to see her take on that. I really didn't have any gripes at all. It's like a 9 out of 10 movie for me. My rating is very weird because I like most things, but I loved this movie. I loved it a lot, and I need to watch it again and let it sink in a little bit more. It's easily in my top 10 of the MCU. It might be in my top 5. If not, it's very close to top 5. But definitely probably best debut origin movie ever in the MCU. Over Black Panther, over Iron Man, or at least close to Iron Man. But it is an incredible movie. It blew me away, honestly. So, and everyone else in the group who's seen it seems to be very high on it. There's actually a spoiler channel in the Discord, which again, the Discord will be a link to join will be in the group, the links below or in the description below. So if you want to chat about spoilers and everything like that, there's also like a What If channel and a Titans channel. So if you want to join that conversation, join it up. And as far as the group, we leave 2 weeks for movies for spoilers before we do it, just in case anyone can't go see it or wants to wait or everything like that. So that's why we have the Discord channels for that. So if you want to be a part of it, you can. If not, it's not blasting in everyone's face. But that's pretty much it for Shang-Chi. Again, thought it was incredible. The post-credit scene, both of them are awesome. The first one is insane. And I can't wait to see what it means for the rest of the MCU, but it's massive. That's all I can say without giving anything away. I did mention Titans. I have been watching the new season of Titans. I haven't really talked about it on this show, I don't think, but I've been a fan of the show, but seasons 1 and 2 definitely had their big downs. It was pretty much, they do a really good job of building characters, and then the finales have just been so flat. They build everything up, and then they make the finales meaningless. They build up to this big thing, and then it just falls flat. With this season, it is crazy. It's almost like it's not a different show, but you can definitely tell they've ramped shit up. They've taken some really ballsy chances, and I think most people know Red Hood is involved. They've taken a lot of stuff from The Killing Joke and Under the Red Hood and kind of mixed them together. But the thing that's coolest to me is they've taken Batman completely out of the forefront. And it's all of like the normally supporting Batman characters that have been brought up to be the lead roles. And I love that about that. I'm a big Batman guy. And I love seeing all these, like the titular Batman characters being pushed to the forefront. And Bruce Wayne is involved in the show, but it's a very, very small part, which is very cool to me. At least. So I hope they stick the landing on this season, but this season has been pretty insane, and each episode kind of gets better. The last episode was kind of like a flashback to see how Red Hood happened, and that was probably my favorite episode of the whole series so far. This last week's episode was really good too, but it didn't live up to that last one, which is hard because, like I said, it is my favorite of the series. I'm also watching Ted Lasso, which been a very positive thing in the group, and I can't speak any more highly of that show. It's the most wonderful, hopeful delight of a show. My friend Ryan, he's like, I hate that I have to wait for it weekly, and I'm like, dude, I get it, because I think most of us probably binged the first season either last year or coming up to this season with everyone talking about it. And but I was like, I kind of like having it every Friday. You know, you just get that. It's like that, you know, nice warm blanket every Friday or Saturday whenever you get to watch it. And I just love this show. I kind of hope it goes on forever. I know it won't, but I would love nothing more than to watch the show forever. I probably will have an episode or an episode heavily focused on Ted Lasso once this season ends with a few people. I feel like more people should talk about the show. I know a lot of people are, but it's an incredible show, and it's a special one for sure. So I am going to try to include more of what I'm watching, and I'm also going to work on a segment including what I've been listening to, which I'm still working out kinks in that, but that is going to be a new thing that's going to be integrated in the show. So me just talking about this stuff is kind of the slow integration, but I'm going to make some nice graphics and everything and include it with the show to have it be a nice little segment to add in and kind of spice up the show, especially if I'm going to end up doing solo episodes more often. I want to add more of the music element rather than me just talking about pop culture. And it's like, yeah, I'm a dude who loves metalcore and also talking about nerd stuff. I want to include some of the metalcore and music stuff into it for sure. So last thing I wanted to talk about is this week's episode of What If episode 4. What if Strange lost his heart and not his hands? And man, before I get into it, I posted on Twitter and asked, I wanted to get some other people's perspective on it. And I got a few tweets back. I got one from East Coast Avengers, awesome podcast that we talk back and forth on Twitter pretty frequently. They said it was a different vibe from what we've seen so far. My constant complaint is that the length is the length, but that just means I want more. And yeah, I totally get it. The only one that felt like a little rushed to me, and it didn't really bother me, I know it bothered people more than it did me, was the first one. But I think it was mostly because that was the only episode where it was like a shot for shot of what it came from. Like, it was pretty much Captain America, the first Avenger, just with Peggy in the shoes rather than Steve. And then the rest of the episodes have been complete and utter, totally different scenarios, which has been really cool. That's kind of what I wanted from this. And also, I know I haven't talked about What If yet on the podcast. I meant to do a weekly show. I had a few guests lined up, and they were kind of like, yeah, let's just do half and half. So they probably will come on and probably talk about at the end of the season. We'll kind of talk about all of them. Next week, I might not talk about What If. I'm planning on doing an AEW All Out episode. So that's probably going to be the main focus of next week's episode. Maybe we'll talk about What If. Maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit in there, but it's going to be like a 5-hour wrestling show to talk about, so there's going to be a lot to fit in there. But I did talk about What If episode 1 and briefly what I thought about episode 2 on the Paperweight Entertainment podcast, which I will link in the description below as well that you can go and check out. I talk about the Eternals trailer with the dudes. I talk about the Bad Batch. What else are we talking about? We talk about a few other things, but those are the main ones. But definitely go check that out. You can hear my thoughts on episode 2 and briefly episode 1 and the Eternals trailer, which I haven't talked about on here as well. So they're awesome. Go check out their podcast regardless. They're super fun, dude. Derek won the last trivia night. He's the main host of the show. I will probably end up on their podcast again sometime. They were super awesome to chat with. And again, go check them out. But another podcast that lent me their thoughts, Geek Peek Pod. These guys are awesome. It seems like they're more of like a pop culture thing, but they love kind of metalcore and stuff like that. They just did like a zombie EP review from the first zombie EP, which was really cool. I checked that out. It was super sick. So go check those guys out too. It's very simple. It got really dark, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, yeah, nailed it. 100% nailed it. And then our boy Bailey, who's going to be coming up on another trivia night probably next month. That's when I'll do like the final people to get into the tournament, the people who won one and lost one, but he challenged Felipe, who had a really, really strong match against Derek, who ended up winning. I knew he knew his shit, but I mean, he really knew his shit. So Bailey and Felipe will be happening coming up probably next month, trying to do the last qualifier this month, trying to work out schedules, scheduling with people, different time zones, different work schedules. It's tough. I'm trying to make it work. How it goes. But Bailey said, absolutely fantastic and immensely heartbreaking. You could just feel the destruction and sadness and chaos that Strange was feeling all at once. In a sick way, I almost wanted him to succeed because he was trying so hard. And dude, I'm going to get into this episode fully on. So if you haven't watched it, this is going to be full spoilers. So that is the last warning for spoilers. Like I said, what if answers the question, what if Dr. Strange lost his heart instead of his hands? In this one, Strange and Christine Palmer are already a couple. and they're leaving on that famous car ride from 2016. It could have been from a different thing, but it's definitely framed the same exact way. But in this one, Christine dies in the car crash, and Stephen Strange does not get his hands mangled like before. So in his utter heartbreak, he goes on the same journey he went in the Doctor Strange movie. He goes to Kamar-Taj, he toys with the Eye of Agamotto, he defeats Dormammu, and he becomes a Sorcerer Supreme. Just like in Doctor Strange. They condensed it in probably like 30 seconds, but same exact events. Except there's one difference. He's sitting there in front of the sanctum window, and he's staring at the time stone, knowing, hey, I can fuck with time. So he goes back in time, tries to save Christine, does this countless times. We see this poor woman die, like 20 times at least. And he's witnessing it all happen. He tries so many different things, like, let's go get pizza, let's skip, let's take a different route. Let's, you know, he tries everything. Every scenario, she dies. There's no way of changing it. He's confronted by the Ancient One, who says this is an absolute point in time and it cannot be changed. Doctor Strange, being who he is, he doesn't believe her. So he journeys off to find Cagliostro. He ends up finding the lost library of Cagliostro, where he learns that he can use dark magic to change an absolute point in time. He has to absorb other mythical creatures in order to do so. Now, the first one that comes out seems to be, which I would assume it is, the same tentacled creature from episode one that Captain Carter deals with that came out of the Tesseract. A lot of people think it could be Shuma-Gorath, one of the many angled ones, or the Elder Gods of Marvel lore, rumored to be a villain in Doctor Strange 2. We'll see. I mean, this monster could very well come back later in the series. It's already showed up twice. The only thing that have showed up twice, or showed up more than once in this series, has been the Watcher. That's it. So it's like the only form of continuation we've seen throughout these. Because I don't think any of these have happened on the same universe. I would highly doubt it. So he tries to absorb this tentacle creature, and he fails. And then he starts small. He, like, you know, he takes up this gnome, this weird bird creature, does this whole fucking sequence, this dragon, you know, this crazy, you know, two-headed goat, this weird horned skull ghost thing. I do love the detail of when he absorbs them. You can see him forming into the creatures in a way and then turning back into his normal self. I thought that was like an insanely cool detail to see. And then eventually he brings up the tentacle monster again, cuts off a bunch of the tentacles and absorbs them. And has the same kind of thing where it's like tentacles all around him and shit. Very cool. So it's like, yeah, motherfucker's got his power now. And then we go back to Normal Strange, or we go back to the scene, not even Normal Strange, sorry. We go back to the scene with him sitting in front of the sanctum window looking at the Eye of Agamotto, but then he decides to just go get tea with Wong like he asked. And then he gets confronted by the Ancient One, or it's like a, what she called it, was like a telepathical projection from the past of herself or something, basically saying, hey, you're not the only you in this universe. I split, you were going down a dark path. I split you into two in the same universe. So he's going to be coming after you. Wong puts a protection spell on him to try and help him in this battle. And the evil Doctor Strange comes to him and gets him. So they have this wild magic battle, which is sick. It kind of rivaled the like Doctor Strange Thanos battle in Infinity War, but if I would have saw this in live action, it definitely would have easily rivaled that battle for sure. But it was a really cool magic battle they did. The normal or good Strange gets absorbed by the evil Strange. He carries out the spell to break the absolute point in time. Brings back Christine, but as in doing the spell, he turns into this crazy amalgamation of all the creatures he absorbed. Looks like this weird-ass fucking monster. And Christine is absolutely terrified from him, doesn't want anything to do with him. The whole world, and I forgot to mention the Ancient One, managed, like, hey, if he succeeds, this whole universe is going to collapse. And it's the way it's like collapsing, it's all like sludge. Like it's all like sludge melting. And so Christine's happening. The whole world is collapsing. He's trying to save it. There's nothing he can do. He sensed the Watcher earlier in the episode, but in this one, he calls directly out to Uatu and says, hey, help this universe. Like, don't let this world punish for my mistakes. And he's basically like, yeah, bro, you fucked up. Sorry. Because we know he can't intervene. So it was cool because we actually saw him in full, like, physical form. And then he kind of just faded away into, like, the silhouette in the background. And then the episode ends with Christine sludging away. And he succeeds in a way, but then also fails because he gets her and then loses her again for the millionth time. And he's just floating in this, like, I think it looks like a mirror dimension orb just throughout a void of space and time because his universe was completely collapsed. Which, and then it just ends. Like, I can't believe Marvel did something this dark, let alone in a animated show. Because I remember one of the things of episode one where I was like, some of the jokes were kind of like a little too corny. But I was like, oh, it's also a kid show. Like, makes sense. Some of the, the jokes are really on the nose because this stuff isn't made just for me or just for nerds or just for, one set of group. It's made for like everyone, for kids to enjoy and everything like that. But this episode was crazy dark. Him living through all the deaths was nuts. It gave me super Butterfly Effect vibes. And I was just like, fuck, he just keeps going back and nothing's happening. I mean, Butterfly Effect is a little worse because he has to live like an alternate future where things are more fucked up. But still, nonetheless, just watching the same death and death and death happen just over and over again. Heartbreaking. And then he finally gets her back going through all this evil shit and then it's just for nothing. And he's floating in a fucking orb throughout whatever. One thing I did want to bring up, because like a lot of people are being like, oh, Evil Strange. Weird this comes out right after the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. It is an interesting thing, for sure. And there is going to be more conversation for it in a few weeks, too, I think. There's definitely something going on with Strange. The director of Shang-Chi actually said in an interview, yeah, there's definitely something going on with Strange. I wish it could have been in our movie. Which is an insanely interesting, because everyone's like, man, Strange seems pretty weird in that Spider-Man trailer. And I agree. He does seem very, very weird. But I think with this episode, I don't think it's Evil Strange from this universe that we saw in Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, it very well could be. But I think more so is that what the MCU has been doing with like a lot of series, like even with Loki, it's a very small detail, but saying that the variants can have different power sets, different looks with Loki and with other variants. I feel like that set up for Spider-Man having Tobey Maguire, having Andrew Garfield. They're just variants of Peter Parker. That's why they look different. That's why they have slightly different powers. That's why Tobey Maguire can shoot webs out of his arms,
Can't wait for that joke in the movie, if for sure. But I think this one set up that, hey, two versions of Strange can exist in one universe. So maybe something similar happened to that, where someone's trying to control Strange, you split him in half, and like the good Strange is, trapped somewhere or something. And then we have the Strange that's easily manipulated doing all this weird shit with Peter Parker, which, again, just a random theory. It just seems to be what Marvel likes to do. But I mean, Marvel also is very good at thinking one thing's going to happen, twisting on your head, and it's something completely different. Just my thoughts on it. What do you think? Do you think the evil Doctor Strange is the one? Do you think it's Mephisto? I don't think it's Mephisto, but do you think it's someone else trying to control him? Like, what do you think is up with Doctor Strange? If you saw Shang-Chi, leave your non-spoiler review below of what you thought of it, and let me know what you're thinking of What If. This is my favorite episode so far, but it's every episode I've been liking more and more, pretty much. So I can't wait to see how the series concludes and kind of sees if I really hope it culminates into some big thing that kind of merges all these into one. I think it will. I really do think it will. But even if not, I like seeing these cool one-off stories that are, what if this happened? It's been a really fun ride. But next week, All Out. So all my wrestling fans out there, we're going to talk all about All Out. CM Punk's first match. I am fucking so stoked to watch CM Punk wrestle. First time in 7 years. And probably the first real wrestling match in far longer than that. So him versus Darby Allin,
Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage, Young Bucks and Lucha Bros in a steel cage. This card is nuts, and it's going to be a good time. So, till next week, guys. See you later, nerds.